Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Again, good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. And there will be no longer night. And they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God, hallelujah, will illuminate. He's going to illuminate them. And they will reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. Revelations 22 and 5. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your illuminating power that only you have, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, and we thank you, God. He was your only son, oh God, and you allowed him to come down to save this sin-sick world. Oh, God, we are grateful. Grateful, Master. We thank you, God, for listening ears, for eyes to see, oh, God, for breath to breathe, for the blood that flows through our veins, God. We are grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that you shower upon us. Day in and day out, evening and morning, noonday, midnight hour, you're there. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God. And we bless your holy name. We ask, oh God, that you look upon those who don't know you in the importance of their sins, who don't know that they are sinning, that they are living in sin. Those that don't understand, oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to send out the angels, oh, God, the archangels, that they will go and they will stand and that they will minister to those who are lost, oh, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. And let us, oh, God, let us, those who are in Christ, those who are believers, be a light, standing tall, shining in a dark, sick, ungrateful world. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you praise. We're going to give it all to you because it's so rightfully you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank God for the listeners who are all over the world, oh God, those who are in Romania, yes, those who may be in Canada, oh God, those who may be in Germany, yes, Japan, in South Korea, and of course the United States. Oh God, we thank you for just allowing us to have the privilege that we can hear what the Word of God is saying to us. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor. It's in Jesus' name. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and we thank you. Again, we thank you. And we say amen, amen to every listener, every listener. We are grateful to have you. We are grateful, and we thank you for just stopping by. You could be outside. You could be sitting on your lawn. You could be sitting on the porch. You could be on a creek. You could be sitting in a boat. You could be in your car. We are grateful that you're listening to what the Word of God has to say. Our lesson today will focus on your light. Yes, your light. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that your light has gone dim? Is your light as bright as it used to be? And these are just hypothetical questions. Because these questions apply not just to you, but they apply to me. They apply to anyone. Anyone that can search their hearts, search their souls, and relate to what I'm saying. Have your light kind of went out just a little bit? Maybe the joy is not at the level it used to be. The excitement is not there too much. You're happy, but you're not excited like you were when you first met him, when you first realized who he was and what he has done for you. That light, that joy is what I'm talking about. Do you have it? Do you still have that light? Are you still walking that walk? Are you still talking that talk? If you're not, you're not alone. Seasons come and seasons go. But as believers in Christ, we must always, always try hard to stay focused. Stay focused, just as Jesus did. When Jesus was standing many times in front of the Pharisees, he stayed focused. He was focused on what his Father had instructed him to do. He stayed focused. We must stay focused. Remember, our adversary is coming like a roaring lion, and he's seeking whom he may devour. So we got to stay focused. And in staying focused, that means our mind. Glory be to God. Our mind has to stay. It has to stay on Jesus. Yes. Our mind. Mm-hmm. The focus. When we are focused, our eyes are on the prize. And better yet, our heart will not become wavery when we are focused. Could it be that the circumstances in our lives have become so great that our trust has faded out just a little bit? Just a little bit? Or it could be just a lot. Huh? Think about that. Proverbs 3, 1 through 2 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Why? Because he's going to direct you. He's going to direct your path. But you see, in order for him to direct the path, you got to do what? You got to T-R-U-S-T. You got to trust, not yourself, not your feelings, not your heart, but you got to trust God. You got to trust him. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you must trust him. I must trust him too. I can't worry about how I think or what I feel. Huh? I got to trust him. But now that the light may be going a little dim, or could it be a lot dim? Because our heart is looking where it shouldn't be. Yeah, you know, the heart many times mislead us. It has led us in a lot of different situations, our heart. Following our heart. And not following Jesus. Yeah. Following things that we should not be following. Yeah. The verse clearly states, he will direct us. But we must trust. We must trust him. Now, we're going to use our heart in this sense. We're going to use the heart to trust God, not ourselves, not what we think, not what we feel, but trusting him. Mm-hmm. And then we're not going to lead to how we feel or what we think, because that's when we go into our own understanding. And our own understanding gets us in trouble many times. And we get stuck and we can't get out. Proverbs 22 and 17 says, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart. Where? Excuse me. You're going to apply your heart where? To my knowledge. To my knowledge, not your knowledge. To my understanding, not your understanding, but to mine. Jesus is speaking. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit is actually calling on us. It's telling us, this is what you must do. Follow me as I follow Christ. I used to hear that all the time. Follow me as I follow Christ. Now, the minute I stop following Christ, you should no longer follow me. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. A red flag should be thrown out when I'm no longer following him. So you should stop. Yes. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 10. And I want you to just stay with me with this. Stay with me. 1 Thessalonians starts off by saying, but concerning the times and the season, you know, I was just talking about the seasons come and the seasons go. It says here, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. Who's talking here? Who is, you have no need. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief. Coming as a thief, what? It's coming as a thief in the night. Huh? In the night. What's in the night? Darkness is in the night. Huh? The thief. The thief comes to do what? Rob, steal, kill, and destroy. I just said in a teaching setting that the enemy does not like you. He does not like me. He wants us all dead. Get a grip with that. Realize there is such someone, there's an entity that don't like us. Why? Because we are children of the Most High God. Huh? And we're in the army. Oh, yeah. So we march into a different drum. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah. Verse 2 says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so come like a thief in the night. But when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction, chaos, is in the night. It's going to appear, really appear for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think about that. Well, it's going to appear, and it says peace and safety. Then suddenly destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. Think about that. A pregnant woman. If you're a mother and had a child, you understand the pain that would actually take place here. You would understand that. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Yeah. Verse 5 says, you are all sons of light and sons of day. Mm-hmm. You're sons of light. So this means you are not of the night or of the darkness. Yes. Hey, listen to this. Let us not sleep as others do. Now, what am I saying? We all got to go to sleep, huh? That's not the sleep that we're talking about. It says, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. We're gonna sleep, but we're not going to sleep the sleep of ignorance. We're not going to sleep the sleep of eternal damnation. We're not going to take that route. No. We're not going to sleep. Why? Because we are children of the Most High God, and those who sleep when? At night. We go to bed, and we go to sleep. And those who, what? And those who get what? They get drunk? They're not sober? If you ever notice, it always happens at night. I never did understand that. But every now and then you would see somebody being totally intoxicated in the daytime. But 100% of the time, it is at night. Darkness. The enemy loves darkness where you can't see. Huh? Yeah. Think about that. We who are children of the day should not go out because the light of the Holy Spirit should illuminate us. We're illuminated by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we are illuminated, illumination means to be bright, to shine, so you could see. You're no longer in darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Think about that. It says here in 7, for those who sleep, they sleep at night. Those who are drunk, they're drunk at night. Think about it. But let us who are of the day be sober. And what we're going to do? We're going to put on the breastplate of faith and love. And we're going to girdle ourselves with the helmet of hope and of salvation. Because, see, salvation should always be a part of us. That should always be something that planted in our heart, that we who are in Christ have received salvation, the gift that only our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can give us. Nobody else can give you salvation. You can't go to a grocery store and say, I need $10 of salvation. You can't buy it. I can't just hand that to you. I have no right. I have no authority. I can't do it. I don't even have it to give. Because it was given who? To me. Glory be to God. Yeah. Think about that. Salvation should be something that we should always have our mind on. Mm-hmm. Always have our mind on the blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through salvation, through Jesus going through the cross for all of us. How he came to redeem us. He came to save us from ourselves. Just like today, we see people are destroying themselves. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. They don't want to take time to learn what thus saith the Lord. They don't want to take time out of being fearful that they think they can't do it. Tricks of Satan. This is what he does. He makes us think that we're inadequate. You can live a godly life. You can be an example. Yes, you can live for Jesus. For God did not appoint us to be wrath, but to obtain salvation. Huh? Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants us to obtain it. He wants us to own that. He wants us to wear it, plaster that in our mind. that we who are in Christ, one day we will be in our heavenly mansions that he has gone on and prepared for us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I thank God. Oh, I thank God. I thank him, and I thank Jesus. I thank God that he went and prepared a place for us. Think about those who have gone on. They have a place. Huh? There's a place for them. Those who die in Christ, there's a place. Huh? The pearly gates. You hear that? The streets that are paved with gold. We've heard it. Just think, we will one day see it. One day we will experience that. Yes. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake up or even if we are asleep, what am I saying? If we wake up, we should live together with him. That means if I die today, are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm in him. Because why? I have accepted his plan of salvation. If I live today, I have accepted his plan of salvation, and I am going to walk in him. I am going to be a light shining in a dark place. Yeah, you heard me say that when I first started, being a light shining in a dark world. But chaos is everywhere. Hatred is everywhere. Division is everywhere. But you are the light of God. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God that you can be the light. Mm-hmm. You can be that light shining in an unforgiving world. You know, the world is so unforgiving. Hatred is running rapid. But we who are in Christ, yeah. Look at 11. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. What are we saying here? What are we saying? Those of you who are in Christ, those of you who have a personal relationship with him, and when I say personal relationship, your relationship is so tight with him, you can call him anytime, any hour of the day. You can call him, and he will come, and he will answer you. Yeah, because of the relationship you have. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. So who has died for us, that whether we wake up or even if we are asleep, we're going to live with him. We're going to be together in sleep or even if we're not asleep. Huh? But we're going to put on our spiritual eyes. Those of us who are walking the walk right now, our spiritual eyes is going to be eyes that we can see. And when we see, we will understand. Glory be to God. Yeah, we're going to understand what thus says the Lord. We're going to understand what it's all about, how we are supposed to love one another, how we are supposed to be concerned for one another, no matter what conditions might be all around us. Mm-mm. No matter what we see with the naked eye. And we may see some things with the naked eye. Uh-huh. We may hear some things with the ears. But if we're walking in Christ, huh? You know, there's a scripture that said we could walk through the fire and what? And we won't get burned. Are you a believer? Are you believing that? The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that I'm talking about, you won't get burned. Glory be to God. You won't get burned. Huh? In him. And if we should fall asleep, think about that. If we should die a spiritual death right now, We know that the flesh will die, but the Spirit of God said that we will live on. Glory be to God. Yeah, we're going to live on. Because why? We have chosen salvation when we were able to get up and accept his plan of salvation. We did it. And he said that he would promise that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us. And then he said that he will prepare a place for us. Mm-hmm. And it's a heavenly home. Glory be to God. So you who may feel stronger in the Lord, and if you see someone struggling, and you know you may see somebody struggling, standing on shaky ground. You know, you may see somebody, you may see him, and then you may not literally see that, but you may hear it in their voice. Things are not as strong, as not as secure as they used to be. You may hear it. You who are strong, go and encourage your sister or your brother. That's your obligation. Why? Because that is what God has placed you here for. To encourage them. To let them know that they're not alone. That our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said that he would never leave them, nor will he forsake them, and that he will send the Comforter. He has sent the Comforter. And many times he will use us as children of light. Yeah. This is what we're talking about, the illumination, the illuminating light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How it shines, even in darkness, it'll shine. 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 Let it shine. Let it shine. Pray for others. Not just here, just in your neighborhood, not just in your home, but pray for others in other countries. Yeah, on a broader scale. Pray for those who have homes that they live in. They call them shacks that have no floor. They don't wear shoes. Pray for them. That exists. You may not see it, but it exists. Pray for them. You are strong. Go in. Encourage your sister and your brother. Let them know that God is not through blessing them. Let them know that. And let them hear you say it. Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. Why? Because everything is going to be all right. Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. 'Cause everything is going to be all right. Now I got to encourage myself sometimes. Yeah. So I'm going to hold on. Just like I'm telling you, I'm teaching you tonight, I'm talking to me. Hold on just a little while longer. We thank God for everyone that's here. We bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for listening ears. We thank you, God, that we spoke a word, oh God, that we can encourage someone. We ask you, God, that open up their hearts, that they will receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and, of course, on Saturday and Sunday evening. God Favorite Ministry. And on Saturday with Sister Sadie, blessing us with the children. Yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth, they adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you for your listening ear, wherever you may be. Think about it. Give a smile. Give an encouraged word to someone else. Amen. Amen.